Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, wanting to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. Why not? Somebody's got to do it. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, if you want a second chance because you've got a criminal conviction, well, boy, we've got another chance for you now. The Attorney General partners with Cooley Law School to host an expungement fair. We'll tell you about that. Number two, the Auditor General and House lawmakers are pushing back on budget cuts proposed by the governor. What will happen to transparency if there's nobody there to look? Number three, it's election year, and so we're finally getting our maps ready. We're getting our maps ready here in Michigan so that the districts are drawn. A new Michigan House map redrawn under court order is narrowly tailored to address the constitutional flaws identified and ordered corrected by a federal court. So said a special master to a three-judge panel. Will it pass? I don't know. The change is implemented to 15 House districts in the redraw by Michigan's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission are considerable in scope but appear to comply with the federal court's order to redraw the maps without undue consideration given to race. It's strange. They want you to consider race but not consider race. That's the way I take this. That, according to Special Master Bernard Groffman, a University of California Irvine professor appointed by the court to review the redrawn legislative district boundaries. In the Detroit News, he's quoted as saying this, there are always multiple ways in which maps can be drawn. I did not identify major flaws with the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission map that would suggest it failed to address the race-related constitution concerns of the court. From my social science perspective, I view the MIIRC as having been able to address and remedy the race-related constitutional defects in its previous map. But the decision as to whether its remedy is an adequate one is, of course, a legal decision for this court. So they don't know. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission spent the first month of 2024 redrawing Metro House Detroit districts, Metro Detroit House districts, that is, after a panel in December ruled seven districts were drawn primarily based on race in violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. So, trying to thread a needle right here. Detroiters had challenged the maps on the argument that the commission had diluted the black vote by stretching districts from majority black Detroit into white suburbs of Macomb and Oakland counties. The judges ordered seven House districts redrawn without race being a driving factor. But the commission ended up having to fiddle with 15 districts because of the changes to adjoining districts to accommodate changes to the original seven. Detroiters sued for the change, argued earlier this month that the map didn't do enough to ensure black majority districts was influenced by outside parties, that it was drawn to intentionally protect incumbents because no incumbent lawmakers were drawn into the same district. The commission argued in a court filing Friday that the new map relied largely on a collaborative map, drawing process and public comment, and was the preferred rendering of 10 maps advanced for public comment. Even one of the Detroit plaintiffs suing the redistricting commission had shown support for the new map in public comments. Judges have until the 29th of March, 10 days hence, to accept the map submitted by the commission or one drawn by a separate special master as a possible alternative. The final map will be used for this year's House primary and general elections, unless, of course, somebody sues and it ends up back in court. The proposed map, Mr. Groffman said, or Professor Groffman said, in his report has a few key differences from the old one ruled unconstitutional that bring it into compliance. The new map greatly reduces the number of extrusions or extensions across 8 mile, the paired majority black areas of Detroit with mostly white suburbs in Macomb and Oakland County. In all, the number of House districts crossing into Oakland and Macomb counties went from 9 to 4. It's all about race here. As a result, the number of black majority voting age population districts increased from 5 to 7, with all but one coming between 67% and 91% black voting age population. The other districts where black voting age population is below 50%, districts 1, 10, and 12, still likely to elect black candidates. Oh, you mean it's not about race when we elect people? Remarkable. Noting that current incumbents, State Representative Tyrone Carter, House Speaker Joe Tate, and Representative Kimberly Edwards are all black. Carter and Tate won by large majorities in 22, and Edwards was unable to unseat an incumbent white Democrat. It's all about race. And I wash my hands of it. It's just whatever. Let's see here. And we'll be talking about, you know, I'm going to talk about these things coming up because I've got State Representative Tom Coons coming up. I've got Matt Hall coming up. And so we've got some different things. Governor Whitmer has created another department, this one to address violent crime. What we need more government departments. Right. How about more police officers? Not another department. How about more police officers? What's this one called? The Office of Community Violence Intervention Services. The staff of 4 Plus, its new director, Jennifer De La Cruz, will partner with community organizations to reduce violent encounters. How about police officers work with communities to reduce violent encounters? Call me old-fashioned. The Auditor General and House legislators are also pushing back on the Auditor General budget cuts proposed by the governor. No oversight. That's what we want. We want no oversight. Let's see. And what else did I miss from earlier today? Alyssa Slotkin has supported the TikTok bill that requires the Chinese company ByteDance to divest its stake in social media. Not what she said before. Today, I voted for legislation that will protect Michiganders' privacy online and safeguard America's national security by requiring TikTok sever its ties with the Chinese Communist Party in order to continue operating in the United States. Why didn't she feel that way about the Goshen plan up in Big Rapids? You know, it makes you wonder. Do you think these people do things just for political purposes? Because I'd find that highly... Well, it'd just be hard to believe, wouldn't it? Of course they do it for political purposes. It's all about politics, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is. And that's problematic. Yes. Yes, it is. At any rate. So we're going to talk to the Republicans coming up about all these things. And about the new districts. Will it make a difference? Does it favor anybody particularly? I don't think so. But we do have elections in Taiwan. North Korea is on the brink. Iran is increasing its aggression. A lot of global instability right now as we ourselves plunge into the election season, as you know. And look, crypto just took a bath. What are you doing to protect yourself? How about gold? Have you diversified with gold at Birch Gold Group? You'd be in better shape today if you had gold as opposed to crypto, it looks like to me. Gold thrives in times of uncertainty. Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It can also help you get physical gold. How do you find out more? Pretty easy. Text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit. There's an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Countless five-star reviews. Thousands of happy customers. I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of a diversification through precious metals. Text Gruber to 989898 right now and find out more about Birch Gold.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9255. 9440.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.